the sin of backbiting.
That anything that you do, you have to practice on it. You have to practice. It means zikr to get the practice. To bring about consistency, you have to practice on it. Now, as the subject today is about backbiting, the most important thing is to learn to live silence, to be silent in the life. Silence is the most difficult thing to do, especially when a person perhaps is talking too much. The biggest sickness is when he talks too much. The person begins to talk a lot, then he fails many a time because he sees a lot of wrong things too. So he has to practice himself now to bring about his condition not to talk. He has to practice and fight himself. If he wants to get that good condition in him, that good quality, the most important thing, he must fight all the time. But because a habit is something that is difficult to just come out overnight, what you have to do is you have to remind yourself. You have to remind yourself. Like a person got a habit of eating nice food, but then the doctor said that he is deprived and he cannot eat those food. So he gave him a chart to know how to carry on. So likewise, you have to have a chart. But in this, you have to be very, very sincere. You see, one thing you must understand, sincerity is the most important, you're honest. You have to be honest with yourself and sincere. So no one is going to watch you, you watch yourself. Unless you don't have that strong urging you, the longing, I'm not going to do those things, and then you have to demand yourself in different ways, then only you will succeed. You may fall down, but then you quickly come right also. See, how much you want to do is how Allah Ta'ala said to you, how much you are sincere. Because end of the day, the effort you can make, but it's not your effort that will give you success. So Allah will give you success. So you must not feel I am doing anything, my effort will take you nowhere. But you have to take the food you put in your mouth. You can't say the food must just stay and go in your mouth. You take the thing. Likewise, you made an effort to do something, and Allah Ta'ala sees you doing it, then His hand comes there to help you. His hand comes there. Because without His hand, nothing can happen. The Bukhari Fokha is easy. It was about everything in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. So your trust must be solely on Allah Ta'ala for all the effort that you make. But you must not feel at heart that I need anything. You must feel that He is doing it. So the sickness that we're talking today about is a very serious sickness which very few people. No matter who they may be the pious one, they may be the learned one, maybe anyone they can be, unfortunately they are all a victim of this big sickness, and that's called backbiting. In those days, women were more victims of the sickness, but now men also become part of it. And if you only know what is the harm of it, and what the sins are, then you begin to think, no, I must keep away from it. But then you must also know that we all know the harms of it too. We've heard it many a times. But you know, when you go to a butcher shop, you can't even enter the butcher shop because why? The smell, you can't take it. But that man there who's selling his meat, he's so used to it. That smell doesn't make any difference to him at all. So as the smell makes no difference to him, the smell of backbiting has gone so much into us, it makes no difference at all. Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullahi, he went once for an invitation, and was just entering the room, they were talking, they were backbiting. He said, I didn't realize that today You eat your flesh before your bread. You eat your flesh before your bread. So he walked away from there. Now we are listening to all these things, but how much do we put into practice? Remember one thing, the more you have fear of Allah Ta'ala, the more Allah's mother comes to you. That if you want to do something, you have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, give me profit. That one thing you must always speak to Allah Ta'ala all the time. Because He is the only one who can hold your hand. So you have to learn to bring this condition that always talk to Allah Ta'ala and don't allow it. So backbiting is so ripe at the moment that even if you speak about it in the hadith, it mentions the punishment is very severe. Very severe. If you only know how severe the punishment is, you will try your level best not even go near it to compare to any other sins. Just imagine Allah Ta'ala says to like eating your own brother's flesh, trying to tell you how bad the sin is. Yet you find, compared to other sins, you will know this one. Then biting the flesh of your dead brother, who is prepared to eat his own dead brother. My Hazrat taught us a very big lesson. That once one person came to ask himself, sit down there, and he began to talk of someone, and the person made a mistake to the name. My Hazrat said, why did you take the name? Give us the injury, but whatever the incident took place, tell it to us. Without taking names. Why take names? If you want to know what is around, happening around the society, or the people are doing wrongs, you don't have to take names to say that. You don't say that man the gambler, or this man is furniture, or this is that. You can just see how our society has gone so bad that everything all wrong is taking place. Oh, an incident took place, a special incident took place. Speak about the incident. Why speak of the person? The reason for listening to this incident is not because of running down people to see what's happening in our society. Mahasad gave what an example, he said. He said, why take names? Now today we are taking names, and then you know what we're doing? We are ridiculing them, running them down to the ground. You don't realize that we have put him down, but Allah is going to put you down also. So most important thing is this, but if you have to say something or anything, do not take names. Be concerned of that. So how should the backbiting to their flesh? No one is showing any unconcern. You realize we spoke now about it, but we go outside the same story. What is the concern? The concern must be there that no, I'm not going to do it. When Allah forbid you, a person got a very bad sickness in him, and the doctor says, you've got no chance at all. You have to keep away from certain things. What will you do? You'll make sure no matter how much you love to have that thing, you won't do it. Because you're scared that your life will go. You're concerned with your life, but not concerned with your iman. You're not even concerned about this, that I'm going to go to front of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will not ask you, that why did you commit backbiting, but why did you do that? How are you going to answer Allah Ta'ala? See, this condition of ours is that we must have Allah Ta'ala in front of us 24/7. Everything that we do, we must have Allah Ta'ala in front of us. Your dealings and everything must be that kind. One Sahabi, he asked the people, what is riba? He said, to talk bad of a person who got that bad quality in him. Because you say that bad number, no, that he hasn't got, if he's got that quality, then what is wrong if he speak bad about him? He said, no, he's not supposed to speak bad about him. And if he hasn't got that quality, then he must know he's slander, he's worse. Slander, that person hasn't got that quality. And it's sad to say that many husbands, they take their wife to task and they do a lot of slander against them. A lot of slander, you are like this and you are like that, and you are like every kind of thing. This is in between, I'm saying it to you, but what a big sin it is. That we sometimes we take our wife to task and blame them doing certain things that they never did in their life to. And they make them kafir of that kind that, you know, they cry and they look like a, it's a slander, open slander. You do all the wrong things, but you blame them for the wrong. The slander is worse than backbiting. It's so bad. So we have to control our tongue, because Uthman alayhi salam, when his master told him, slaughter an animal and get the best piece of bark. Give me the best piece. So when he slaughtered the animal, he gave the tongue. So he ate the tongue, he said, now give me the worst one. So he said, and slaughtered another animal, gave the tongue again. He said, I don't understand. He said, this thing you'll take to Jannat and this thing to Jahannam. So how important it is that this tongue of ours, Rasulullah SAW said, give guarantee of this two places and your private part, I give guarantee Jannat. What an easy thing he said. He never said anything else. Give me guarantee of these two things, I guarantee of Jannat. One is your tongue and one is your private part. These two things, you give me guarantee, I'll give you Jannat. What else do you want more than that? If a person can only guard of these two things, he has achieved everything. Because all the sins that causes in this world is because of his tongue and because of committing wrongs to the prophet. So when Nabi Karim Sam told him this one, that, you know, it's very important this, that when you talk of someone, it's not hazarding him, that slander is worse than ribat. Just imagine. The sin is doubled. Slander, the sin is double. Now we ponder ourselves that what I'm speaking now, look at our circle, every circle that you go with. Every circle, when you go to a barber shop, please. The most difficult game is to the barber shop. You get all types of people waiting for their turn. They got no other work to do, how to pass time. Now just imagine in that past time what you have learned, so many things, what you heard, what you learned. You learn nothing. Here you learn to backbite. So just imagine how important it is that in our circles that we go, we have to be careful who we sit with. No matter your best friend too. Today I went to see one patient in a hospital this morning. A very old friend from 1970 friend, and his daughter sent a message that, you know, he's in hospital. So I said, old friend, you know, you can't forget old friends too. Today you've got new friends, forget old friends. Alhamdulillah, he was very happy about it. And while he was talking, he began to take names of people. And so what I did now, what would I do? So I began to change the subject. So I brought another self in front of him. The Fazal of Allah, he forgot what he said. But if I enjoyed listening to what he did. So I went to a place for a good cause, but came out with a bad cause. So in other words, we have to learn, even if you meet someone, you very quickly want to go and meet everyone, very quickly you go sit and sitting with others. But you must understand, am I going to a good sitting or bad sitting? If you've got that conscious in you, that conscious, that, you know, I must make sure that I'm concerned not to go near the thing of that kind, then it's different. You come out of it. Either you walk out of it, or either you change the subject, which you have to be strong to do it. One Dhabi, he went to one. He was sitting there, he was sitting happy and talk with the majlis there. And in that majlis, they start backbiting. So the backbiting, he walked away from there. He walked away. Remember one thing, when you got fear of Allah Ta'ala, you do anything right. You walk away. You're not concerned of that person. You're concerned of how we must keep Allah happy. See, the most important thing in our life, the most important thing is whom must keep happy. Who we must keep happy? We must keep Allah Ta'ala happy. Because you must know He is the only one that will keep us. So So in every avenue, in every field of life, his happiness is most important. So that person just walked out. He walked out. And after some time, he said, well, nothing, the subject is closed, let me go back and sit down there again. Friends, after all, let me go sit down there. So we went to sit down again there, and after a few minutes of talking, and the after the backbiting started again. You can shift the mountain, you can't shift the habit. If the habit to backbite and talk of slander every time of people will always remain in you. Only Allah can save you. So when they start backbiting, so this time he couldn't wake up. So let me enjoy talking also. So I began to talk also. And I said, began to backbite. However, that the thing was finished, he went home. He slept, while he sleeps in a dream, a black man, completely black, takes a tray of meat and be in front of him. And he puts it in front of him to eat this thing. He said, this is khinzir, pig. How can I eat this? He said, no, you have to eat it. And he made sure he's putting his mouth to eat it too. He's forcing him and he said, no, all kind of things happening to him, but he's still forcing him to put his mouth. And in that he woke up. But the condition was this for 30 days or 40 days, that taste of that khinzir, whenever he eats food, was remaining in his food. Now you tell me, this is what backbiting is. We don't know backbiting what it can cause to people. When a person goes in Jannah, we want to pass the full sirat, Allah baghair hisab take. Like lightning we must go. But then we must make ourselves like that too. Everything will make ourselves like that too. So when a person passes the light, this is what pulls it out, the lightning, he left to go straight to Jannah. And those people are not going to Jahannam and fall down straight. But then certain people will not be allowed to pass. No going front, no back. Stop them. You are backbiting, you must not ask for forgiveness before you enter. Can you see how big the sin is, how severe it is? Can you imagine how severe the sin is? It is so severe that you don't understand that every city you go sit down with a wife at home, you start a backbiting. Few ladies get together, it's not a backbiting. If you want trouble in your house, let women get together. If women get together and day after you go there, definitely someone came there. That's why the woman is on fire. But if no one comes there, everything is cool. But what I'm trying to say to you, in their conversation, the most important thing is backbiting all the time. I just told you now, this is, you will not be able to enter Jannah or pass the full sirat if you, until unless you ask for forgiveness to a person. So how can what? It's more worse than drinking. It's more worse than looting. Looting and all that is all major sins. Drinking all major sins. But it is worse than that because this is hukukul ibad. Hukukul ibad. The rights of people. If you drink and all you do, whatever you commit is concerned, then you can ask for forgiveness, Allah forgive you. But hukukul ibad, the rights of people, you have to ask that person for forgiveness. So how important it is that one has to be very careful that he has to make sure that he, because why? Because you personally will not be able to allow to enter the zone. Then you can enter Jannah. One hadith, that person who deals with interest for the thing he got. So many harms, but like committing zina with your own mother. Allah Almighty Father. So those people who are involved in interest and all, make over and come out of it. Don't take it, take a wrong to be right.
Do not take a wrong to be right. Say it's wrong. If someone has to tell you it's wrong, tell it's wrong, I agree and accept. It's better than that person to accept and say he's right. His iman can go in there. But here at least accept it, no, it's wrong, I know I'm doing wrong. Allah will forgive you for that too. But you must make intention, I must come out of that mess. Not that I must still remain in there. And if you're a true Muslim, there's another Muslim brother tell you, you know what you're doing is wrong. Do not make excuses and say, I accept my fault. The biggest kamal of a man is accept his fault. But it's okay. I made a mistake. That man, the room for improvement, he'll progress very quickly. He's successful. But the person who makes stories of all kinds, that you must know he's looking for trouble. You get more into war with Allah Ta'ala. War with Allah. Although ghibat, you know, we have to understand that sometimes you have to make ghibat on certain circumstances. Not everywhere. Certain circumstances may be. Now if you see a person now, you know, a bad person. He's a bad person, very bad person. And you know he's a bad person. And he comes to see your friend. So you make him alert, you know, this fellow is coming by you, he's a bad guy. Please keep away from him. By you making awareness of his badness. And you know that hadith of Rasulullah, that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the man coming there, oh Aisha, this is a bad man. But that does not mean he must be bad with him. When he came to us, the Prophet himself, he was so kind to him, so good to him, Allahu Akbar. A lesson for all of us that the worst man comes to see you, to him, but he's so kind to him. So good to him. I know so many times, my husband, so many, all types of people come, all types of people, the bad fellows come to him. Acha'ab. Nothing more, acha'ab. Give him something. So you must know how to meet people, how to. That's very, very important. But just imagine that if you see a person, a murderer, and you know he's going to cause some harm to a certain person's house, you must send a message to the bad man that's coming to him, but be careful. You can do all this. Or if a person, a bad man, they have very bad habits in him, and you want a new job, and he comes to you and says, no, you are that person, very good. That person now cannot tell lies. He has to tell the truth that he's not a good person, keep away from him. Which is very important. So these are the things that what we're supposed to do. We do not realize how important the backbiting is, a very big sin. It's a very, very big sin. It's so good. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala once said, look at the short woman. Short woman. What has more than that? Aisha said, also ghibat. Don't call people by names who they do not like. The end of the day, ghibat means whatever you talk of that person who he does not like, that becomes ghibat. And many a time, you look at that person, you look at him. You talk about him, he's like this and that. And when he comes to know about it, he's still hurt about it. So they all become ghibat all the time. So making jokes of making him a fool is not supposed to be of that. In the hadith of a person, servant of Allah Ta'ala asked forgiveness to another. A servant of Allah asked forgiveness to another. And that person forgives him, then Allah will forgive him even better forgiveness day after day. Which is something we don't do. If someone has caused harm to us, we keep it, we harbor. What are you harboring for? What could have happened to you by harboring? Al-Tabi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he made this what Ya Allah, my whosoever caused harm to me, Ya Allah, for my sake, not take it to task. What will I get that they must get punishment here of Qiyamah? They are that kind. But we are here today, we say, you know, that person will get punished, but get nicely punished by Allah Ta'ala. Very quickly we say those kind of things. Like you're going to be free from punishment. So how important it is that these kind of words, you must not make statement of this kind. You must be careful. Learn to forgive. Allah forgives you. It's very important to forgive people. Forgive. Overlook their shortcomings. It's very important to do that. So this is something that's happening all the time. Because on the day of Qiyamah, you need Allah's forgiveness very much. On the day of Qiyamah, you need Allah's forgiveness too much. So if you want Allah to forgive you, then you have to forgive here. Yeah. These are all excuses, you know. Allah wants you to do that. No man, you forgive that person, forgive you too. So which has to be done all the time, then you see. Now to save oneself from this ghibat, what you must do? What you must do to save yourself? The most important thing is, do you feel get hurt when you get ghibat? That's the most important. Do you get hurt? Must be hurt in your heart, I'm doing this thing. If that hurt is not there, that means this, by the way, that hurt must be there, why I committed this sin. What I must do now? You have to reprimand yourself. If you're really concerned that I do not want to commit that guna again, then the concern is, but other don't. I'm not going to leave your food. The food no one will leave. Food no one will leave. But at least the 2 rakat namaz of Tawbah. That 2 rakat namaz of Tawbah which you make will allow you to encourage you not to do it. That you have started something. And if you after 2 rakat namaz, you make Tawbah, or so you make Tawbah and ask Allah for help. The Tawfiq is coming from Allah Ta'ala, no one else. The Tawfiq can only come from Allah Ta'ala, no one else. You will not think that you, Allah, you are doing anything. You need him so much, you don't know how much you need Allah Ta'ala. You need Allah Ta'ala every second. So what happens? You have to make ask for Tawfiq all the time. Once you make it, in other words, you have to be very careful whatever you do. That the condition must be that you become uneasy. You know, uneasy, I did this, committed this. Why did it know? You know that person, the very intelligent person, when writing, I think, is an examined paper, and he wrote something wrong. Hey, what's that thing I made? He comes out of the exam room. Hey, I don't know what I did. I made a biggest mess of myself. That one mistake he made because he's a brilliant student. And he made that mistake, I lost myself. I don't know what happened to me today. You can have that kind of condition for a worldly thing, for an examination from here. Now examine Allah Ta'ala. Examine Allah Ta'ala. Hey, what I did. How can I open my mouth and speak? For what I did speak? My wife told me all kind of nonsense. Why I took a nonsense too? Why didn't I keep my big mouth shut? Why didn't do it? Why I didn't do that? After the death, regret me nothing. You give a person one slap and say, I'm sorry, that's good. You give a person a slap and say, I'm sorry. That's it. Not to talk slap, not even showing that you're angry too. That is what goes. So now the regrets you have in the world, that you miss, hey, I miss this, I miss that, you regret. You miss this, no regret at all. Like for a person, let's give an example, your son, you know, he doesn't read namaz, no regrets. But he feels on paper, khalas. You finish him up, you do everything to him now. You call him all funny names too. You run him down. But he missed one namaz, no regret. Where is the thing? Where is the thing? Likewise, is backbiting when you do. Where is the regret? The other, why did it? No, at least some tears must come of your eyes. I regret why I did it. This kind of condition must come into you. Come into us all. Do not talk about it. The moment you're going to talk about it, you're going to stop it. No matter who it is, you must not make ghibat of anyone. And remember, who is the Prophet on the Qiyamah? Who is the Prophet? Rasulullah said very clearly, a Prophet is that person who got no money, no one. Who's got so much of good deeds, but you go into Jannah, who has no good deeds on the Qiyamah. Allah will save us. Because why?
You let tahajjud namaz. You may zikr with the Quran, everything you need, the best to try it. But because you are backbiting, now just imagine all your good deeds and give to the next person. Who is prepared to give all your good deeds? As if you haven't got anything at all. It's not according to another expectation also. It's through His mercy He will give us. Remember, no man can say, Ya Allah, I did everything. That one guru, he had one Quran, one rakat, another Quran, another rakat, and then Ya Allah, I did nothing. So what are we? We are not supposed to have Him. It's only through Him. There is presence itself to show. So it's present. So how come you, at that time, you are prepared to give a little bit of namaz, not according to the expectation, not according to Him, it's through His mercy and accept it. That means give it away. So we must have this in our heart and let us make azam. Azam means, but the promise, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq. I don't want to commit that guna. I'm very weak. Make yourself weak in front of Allah. I'm very weak. Allah help me. If you don't help me, who should help me? There's no other door besides your door. It reminds me that no other door besides door. There are all the people, so all the person in front of Kaaba to Allah. And on Nuzul began to dua. And the voice came, your dua is not accepted. Your dua is not accepted. But he said, cry more. He's crying more, dua is not accepted. If you have the dua is not accepted, why is that dua is giving? Why not keeping quiet? Why turn away? Say, which other door besides this door? If there's another door, you can tell me there's no other door besides this door. He just had to say that Allah said, your dua is accepted. So we have to know this now. And we want Allah's assistance in our life. You have to promise Allah not to commit this sin again. Keep away from this ghibat only. Control your tongue. And the only way you can control your tongue is to keep away from people. Talk when it's necessary. When you talk when it's necessary, that means think before you think. You see, when a person writes something, he doesn't just write. He thinks before them because that was the final thing. Likewise, in speaking to source samastha bhaktamesha. Source samastha. What else? You gave your wife talaq very quickly. And now you say what must do. You told your father something very badly. Now what must do? You told someone very badly, your best friend, you spoke something very bad. You broke your friendship. The thing before you. Source samastha bhaktamesha. Allah Ta'ala not in profit as if you are not. Allahumma salli wa sallam. Wa ala wa sallam. Allahumma inna radhika wa shukka wa husna wa fatir wa samawa. Anta wali fi dunya wa ta'ala. Tawakkani muslima wa shukka. Allahumma sallu bi rida'af wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sabbik. Wa sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam.
To the mic.